A Breath from the Breathing by Little Miss Mimi. Read by Verbal Kent 10. Wilson's noticed that the most successful way to get anything from House is by bringing him food, or, more often, letting him steal it. He knows any attempts to get money back are useless. House won't pay him back because he knows Wilson likes taking care of him. He always does the right thing, takes care of whoever needs it. Wilson threw off his dirty scrub top, tossed it in his locker, and headed to House's apartment. He knew that in a day and a half he'd have a double shift. It was his residency, and, he reminded himself, a rite of passage. But he ignored responsibility, at least for now. He stopped for their usual pizza and beer for their usual Friday night movie. The drive was short, and in a few minutes he'd arrived and turned his key in the lock to let himself in. Wilson had just polished off his second beer when he asked aloud the question he sometimes wondered. "Seriously, House, are you ever going to pay me back for any of this?" He gestured at the pizza box. "You must owe me at least a couple grand by now." Wilson expected a sarcastic response in return, at least an eyebrow raise, but House was silent. Instead, he found himself thrown back against the couch cushions with House's mouth on his. A thousand thoughts raced through his head, reasons why they shouldn't be doing this, reasons why he shouldn't be kissing his best male friend, but his protests were swallowed, silenced, with a flash of House's tongue. Wilson grabbed House's arm, holding on as if that's the one solid thing that he could cling to. His fingertips pressed down on flesh, letting the beginnings of a purple bruise form. House sucked on Wilson's neck, lips attached to the vein, tongue swirling. He separated himself from Wilson, nimbly climbing off the couch to kneel on the floor. "What?" Wilson asked, his breath hitched in his chest. "Are you doing?" "Paying you back," House said with a wicked grin. "That's not," Wilson groaned as he felt his pants coming down, "what I meant." The exasperation turned into pleasure as House licked Wilson's inner thigh and blew hot air on the damp patch of skin. He wrapped his lips around Wilson's cock, slowly sucking on just the head. House toyed his tongue over the slit, pausing till Wilson dropped from his lips. "If this is how you're planning on paying me back," Wilson began, letting his head rest against the couch, "then it better be damn good." He shivered and abandoned his thought as House took Wilson's entire erection in his mouth, inch by inch. His fingers slid up to stroke the base, and he pulled them away after each feather-light touch, teasing Wilson's flesh as he sucked. One of Wilson's hands clamped onto the couch, the other fell onto House's head, and he pulled his fingers through the brown strands. House scooted closer, suppressing his gag reflex as he let Wilson slide to the back of his throat. He ignored the carpet burn on his knees, the musk filling his nose, and spread Wilson's legs further apart. He could feel Wilson starting to tremble beneath him, and he let his teeth drag lightly over the swollen skin. He locked eyes with Wilson, looking up through dark lashes as he added a hand to aid his mouth and watched Wilson grip the cushion, moaning as he spilled into House's mouth. After he'd wiped the edges of his lips with his hands, House exclaimed, "You got me dessert, too, Wilson. Gee, thanks." In the days that followed after Stacy left, Wilson figured it'd be easier to sleep at House's apartment instead of trying not to wake Bonnie when he climbed into bed at 2 a.m. "He needs me," he explained to her and pleaded with her to understand. "This is so hard on him, and I've got to stay there to make sure he's okay. It'll just be for a few days." He called to her, retreating back. "Please don't be mad." He'd taken some Tupperware containers from the fridge, stocking up on salads, chicken sandwiches, and fruit. He'd figured, well, if he isn't talking, then he can't protest healthy food. Wilson threw a week's worth of clothes in his bag, hoping that he wouldn't need that many, and grabbed his toiletries kit. He sat in silence with House, eating and watching whatever crappy late-night movie was on. Wilson had stayed there the previous night, but hated going to work with his hair looking like a mess. The credits rolled, and House still hadn't said a word. Wilson shut off the TV with a flicker. "Look, House, I've got to get some sleep, so if you want to stay here and I'll just sleep in..." House pulled Wilson's head close and crushed their lips together in a needy, frantic kiss. "Don't say anything," House whispered as he made his way unsteadily to the bedroom. House's kisses were desperate and urgent, searching for stability. He exhausted himself quickly, and he pinned Wilson to the bed as he slept, his arm wrapped around the other's chest. In the morning, Wilson noticed the faint red marks on his wrists from House's iron grip. House tossed his helmet and jacket onto the medical journal-covered couch and smelled something sweet drifting in from the kitchen. "This is exactly why I'm always telling people you're the girl in this relationship. I mean, really, Wilson, it's enough that you blow-dry your hair, but you like musicals and painted the bathroom, yeah. Is that cake?" he asked, snapping his head towards the oven. "You're baking?" "It's strawberry shortcake, to be exact," Wilson said, and adjusted his apron. He gave the whipped cream starting to form in the stainless steel bowl another whisk. "Oh my god," House murmured as he slipped his arms around Wilson's waist and placed a kiss on his ear. "You are so gay." Wilson reached for a strawberry in another bowl, this one glass, and crushed it. The juice stained House's gray shirt as it dripped, and he turned and licked a stray droplet on House's arm. "That's what you want to do? Fine by me. But if you're going to waste your money, at least get juice on the good parts." House dabbed some more whipped cream on Wilson's nose and gently sucked it off before he asked, "Is it almost done baking? It's better when I can eat the whole thing off you." He sucked a strawberry, letting his lips wrap around it. Wilson quickly removed it, only to replace it with his mouth. He stuck his hand in the whipped cream, letting it find its way up to House's shirt.